Boston 97.3 FM, WRIRLP, Richmond Independent Radio.
Wanna start up over again.
You think you're so cute, big fur, long hair, tough guy.
So that was Purgatory Hill. And so was that. I hope that you enjoyed hearing the first bar of Drinking or Driving twice. Anyways, that last song that you heard prior to my error was Shut Up. Before that, you heard Reset Me, Lord. And we started out with Drinking or Driving. That band features Pat McDonald from Timbuk3. So Hobbs wishes he was there. I actually would have taken you, Hobbs, but I forgot that you wanted to go. So I apologize to you for that. And I apologize to you for not starting the show off with your station ID, because I inadvertently skipped it. Anyways, while I'm apologizing over here, I apologize for absolutely nothing else. I think we're all good now, okay? And what I'm going to start the show out with tonight is the three bands that I enjoyed seeing at the show I went to on Friday, the headliner of which was, as I just played, Pat McDonald's project, Purgatory Hill. And before that, played, let's see here, Magnificent Bastards, which is a Wes Fried project with John Brown from Horsehead on guitar. But I'm not going to play them next. The next thing I'm going to play is this dude from Jersey who was awesome. His name was Jerry Thompson, and he was the ultimate dirty old man with a tenor guitar and a bunch of lyrics about killing and drinking. And, you know, he did sing some sweet stuff, too. I don't want to give you the impression that he was one-dimensional, but he was awesome, and I was most entertained by the songs in which he was a little, you know, wrong side of the tracks and or downright evil. So that's mostly what I picked here. Yeah, so we're going to start out with Sally Was a Whore by Jerry Thompson. Hope you dig it.
Sally was a whore, she did it for the cash. Don't mind if you treat her like trash. Likes her man that way. Well dressed, ready to pay. Well, she do it with a butcher, do it with a baker. A moonlit night, she do the candlestick maker. Likes her man that way. Half lit, ready to pay. No heart of gold, no sob story. No reason to think old Sally bound for glory. Sally's just a whore. Nothing less, no nothing more. Whore, whore, whore.
Whore, whore, whore.
Sally was a whore, she did it for the money. Called him, hey Biff, hey big guy, or hey buddy. Likes him in that way. Likes to send him on her way. Well, she do it with friends, she do it with strangers. That little Indian guy, she dresses like the Lone Ranger. Likes her men that way. No, Kimisabi, you can't stay. She's got no heart of gold, no sob story. No reason to believe old Sally ever bound for glory. Sally's just a whore. Nothing less, no, nothing more. Whore, whore, whore.
Whore, whore, whore.
Whore, whore, whore.
Whore, whore, whore.
Yeah, yeah, go Sally. Sally was a whore for financial gain. For a handful of money, she'll cause you good pain. Likes her men that way. Chained up, ready to play. She'll do it with the mayor, she'll do it with the jockey, and with that fat old guy who used to play hockey. likes your men that way. Hard up, ready to play. Well, she got no heart of gold, no sob story. No reason to believe old Sally ever bound for glory. Sally's just a whore. Nothing less, no nothing more. Sing with me. Whore, whore, whore.
Whore, whore, whore.
Whore, whore, whore. Let's do this again. Sally was a whore, she did it for the cash. She don't mind if you treat her like trash.
Hi, dude, this is Jerry. I don't know why I said that before every track, I just do. Anyway, this is about gambling. And let's see. It's G, C, and D, only I have a capo in the third fret. So I have no idea what that does to it. Makes it a B or a C, just the G, a B or a C, I'm not really sure. Anyway, here we go.
We's aging like a cheese. He's kind of yellow and he stings. The cigar smoke in the racetrack bars where he sits all alone and drinks. Had a woman in Nebraska, just called her wife. Gave up all her loving for this here sporting life. This sporting life. He's off to make that phone call. He'll take the Pistons and he'll take the points. But it all points to him losing ground in some sloppy ass gin joint. Had a problem with the liquor. Now he just can't get enough. Give up being sober for this here sporting life. This sporting life. He's a loser. Can't complain. He's a gambler and his luck's all down the drain. If his ship comes in tomorrow, it's already way too late to save. This sporting man and this sporting life. Well, there used to be such promise in all the point spreads and the lines. Now the champagne's turned to cheap whiskey. Cheap whiskey turned cheap wine. Had a problem back in the heartland. Just called it life. He just plain quit trying for this here sporting life. Sporting life.
Here we go.
Now he can't pick no winners. His luck, it's all shot to hell. Spends his time in dreams and loss, but he's dying, and it's just as well. Had a woman back in Nebraska. Used to call her wife. Can't remember her face no more, count of this here sporting life. Sporting life. He's a gambler. Can't complain. Who is losing? Well, his luck's gone down the drain. If his ship comes in tomorrow, it's already way too late to save this Spartan man and this Spartan land. This Spartan land. Allison tells me she don't like the city. Allison tells me she misses her mom. Allison tells me that she's leaving this morning. All before breakfast, she's ruined my day. Allison tells me that she don't like my music. Allison tells me that she don't like my hair. Allison tells me that she's leaving this morning. All before breakfast, she's ruined my day. Allison should have told me sooner, the bitch. Allison could have told me sooner, the witch. Allison tells me that she's leaving this morning. Allison tells me so I'm drinking again. She's buying a condo. Allison tells me she's taking the cat. Allison tells me that she's leaving this morning. All before breakfast, she's ruined my day. Allison tells me that she maxed out the credit. Allison tells me she don't like the dog. Allison tells me that she's leaving this morning. All before breakfast, she ruined my day. Allison could have told me sooner, the bitch. Allison could have told me sooner, the witch. Allison tells me that she's leaving this morning. Allison tells me so I'm drinking again. Allison tells me so I'm drinking again.
That was Jerry Thompson. He is a totally awesome semi-solo musician from New Jersey who happened to play the Playing Field on Friday. It was a phenomenal show. I expected to see one band that was all right and two bands that were probably not much. And instead, I saw three bands that were absolutely phenomenal. Jerry Thompson being one of them, although he was one man, not actually a band at that show. The track you last heard was Allison Tells Me. Before that, you heard Sportin' Life, and we started out with Sally Was a Whore. If you get a chance to use the internet, you might want to Google that man at Cigar Box Nation, and check for a live video of him doing the song called Shooter in the Head, because it was probably my favorite song of the evening, and it was awesome. Unfortunately, the sound quality in that live video is not up to par. Really, I would have felt guilty playing it on the radio. But for your own personal amusement, if you dug those last three tracks, you might consider checking that out. And speaking of live videos on YouTube, I'm going to play one now, because this is the climactic finale to my little set of stuff from the guys who played on Friday. This is the Magnificent Bastards, Wes Freed and John Brown, with special guest Lewis Ledford from Used Car Lot and a bunch of other stuff, too. And they're playing some musics here, and I'm going to play them for you. I think the sound quality on this is actually pretty good. And these songs are great, so I'm going to let you hear them. I'm working on getting some actual studio recordings of the Magnificent Bastards, but it has not happened yet. So this was the best I could do at the time. And yeah, after I play this track, which is two songs, actually, from a show towards the end of the year. Actually, I was writing the date of the show of a set list, and I noticed that the show was on 11 Wow, that math went away. Okay, never mind. I see what it is. The show was actually on the 8th of November, but the video was posted to YouTube on the 10th, which made it 11-10-9, which was really cool to type. Unfortunately, I guess it was incorrect, so I'll have to change that. Anyways, let's rock and roll, shall we? Cool.
Hey, Lewis. This is a song that I was working on and ran up against a brick wall and couldn't figure out what to do with it. And Lewis and his old lady, Gina, helped me write some of it.
Magnificent bastards. Just assholes.
Magnificent Bastards from a show on November 8th of last year. And they were great, weren't they? Yes, they were. They were pretty gosh darn good on March something of this year, too. I don't do days. I'm sorry. I live outside of time. And I'm incapable of maintaining awareness of what day or month it is most of the time. I got March in under 3 seconds there, so that's all I'm going to say. Right. So anyways, in attempting to get some of the Magnificent Bastard stuff to play tonight, I sent some emails to Wes Fried, who was kind enough to hook me up with a song by the Shiners, because I wasn't sure if we had a copy of their record here at the station. Turns out we do. So I'm going to play the one he gave me, and then a couple of others as well. And I'm going to play some Dirtball, too. So I hope you liked what you just heard, because you're about to hear more of the similar. And it's all really good. I'm excited about the Shiners record, because I'd never heard it before today. And now that I know that we have it, I can play it more. And some of these tracks that are on the Shiners record were actually performed on Friday by the Magnificent Bastards, just in a slightly more stripped-down form. So, yeah. We started out with Shiners doing Night Owl. Thank you for listening to Mother's Milk on 97.3 FM. I hope you're having a good old time.
sing to me. Sing me down to sleep. Your song just clouds my mind. Sally Bones, coming home. Wished I could say the same. My eyes won't clear today. We'll be right back.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that 30 minutes of Freed. I'll tell you what you heard in just a second before I forget. Before the top of the hour, I need to let you know that Michelle Youngstone celebrates the debut of her novel, The Handbook for Lightning Strike Survivors, at Gallery 5, 200 West Marshall Street, downtown Richmond, on Sunday, April 18th, from 5 until 7 p.m. Author reading, book signing, libations, and live music add to the festivities. Free and open to the public, sponsored by Chop Suey Books. Contact 422-8066 for more information. All right, cool. We have fulfilled our legal obligations. Now we can get on with stuff. The last track, well, let's go ahead and read it in proper order, actually. We started out with Night Owl by The Shiners, and then you heard from Dirtball at 3 a.m., then you heard The Shiners doing Conjure Man, and then you heard Dirtball with Whiskey Go Away, and finally, you heard The Shiners again with The Rodeo Clown. I was going to play Devil's X because that was the other song that I recognized from the show on Friday with the Magnificent Bastards, but I didn't have time to do it before the hour ended, and I didn't want to have to interrupt it to say things like, you're listening to 97.3 FM, WRIRLP, Richmond's independent radio, the official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond, Virginia. So I elected to play a shorter song, and it was about rodeo clowns getting drunk and being sad and losing to the cowboys. So it was a good time, right? I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And we're all good, ready to start the second hour. As you know, March is Live Album Month. For the web stream listeners, you're going to end up getting a repeat of my little spotlight on bands featuring dudes I used to know from Lynchburg. But for the FM listeners, you guys are going to hear Stiff Little Fingers' 1980 live album, Hanks. And it's awesome. So you have a treat in store. I'd love to play it over the web as well, but the government says that I can't. So you webstream guys get something different. All right, so what are we going to play next now, though? Oh, that's right. We were playing, I was listening to all this Wes Fried-related stuff, putting the show together today, and that made me think of Drive-By Truckers, and I realized that I haven't played Shut Up and Get on the Plane in a long time. So that is what you're going to hear right now, because it's an awesome, awesome song. It's an inspirational song. It always makes me happy, and it wants me to get drunk tonight and do cocaine, I think. But sadly, I have no cocaine, I have no money, and I'm stuck at the radio station. So, we can't start on any of that until after 3. Right, anyways, here's Drive-By Truckers. Shut Up and Get on the Plane. You're listening to Mother's Milk. I thank you for it. Give me a call, 804-649-9737. Hit me up on AOL Instant Messenger. Screen name is WRIR All Night. But whatever you do, drink up and listen to this.
And your feelings, your bad dreams and intuition are about as much use to me right now as a brand new set of golf clubs. We've been this close to death before, but we were just too drunk to know. Guess the price of being sober is being scared out of your mind. When it comes your time to go, ain't no good way to go about it. Ain't no use in thinking about it. Just drive yourself insane. Comes a time for everything, and the time has come for you. Shut your mouth and get your ass on the plane. Your ass on the plane.
good way to go about it. Ain't no use saying think about it. You'll just drive yourself insane. Comes time for everything, and the time's come for you. Shut your mouth and get your ass on the plane. Shut your mouth and get your ass on the plane.
Two broken bottles. And I had two brown bottles and a white nose as I entered 5 years of confinement. This is a story that unfolded as it went on into the sea. Unseen footage and unseen facts. unseen. Refinements. Unseen extension. Chicory tip in shopping central with the soundtrack again. All is beyond our equity, your future again. Dust books, robin, red breasts, and buffet again. Unseen facts. Exclamation is
a really conflicted set, wasn't it? That was The Chills with Doldrums, preceded by The Fall with Cowboy George off their brand new record. I'm not even sure if it's out yet, actually. And we started that set off with Drive-By Truckers, doing Shut Up and Get on the Plane, which is my favorite Drive-By Trucker song. Admittedly, I only know like three of their albums, and they have like eight, so I'm kind of ignorant there. But of the songs I have heard by the Drive-By Truckers, that is most assuredly my favorite. And, all right, you're listening to Mother's Milk. Live album month is about to get underway for this week with Stiff Little Fingers' awesome live album, Hanks. Until then, I have to kill a little bit of time here, and I have to do it by fulfilling the final responsibility that I have, and that is letting you know that the VCU School of Engineering Senior Design Expo will take place on Friday, April 30th from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Rotunda and Discovery Room of the Science Museum of Virginia. Senior Design Expo is an annual public event where teams of engineering students share their innovative research and design prototypes with the greater Richmond community. Admission for the event is free and open to the public. Information about the event can be found at smv.org by clicking on events. All right, up next, we're going to go ahead and do this. We're going to start out with Nobody's Hero, which is the first track on the CD. And after three tracks, which is the legally mandated limit for me to play on the web stream, I'm going to go ahead and cut the web stream off of the live album and bring you local artists from Lynchburg, Virginia, rocking out. Until then, enjoy.
Don't let This is called Wait and See.
Right.